Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 13 says, "Choose for your tribes wise, understanding, and experienced men, and I will appoint them as your heads." God ordained leadership to be used by God to accomplish His work. Structure and submission are good things, not things to avoid. We often avoid submission to leadership because our pride and our seemingly demeaning position of not being ultimately in charge. To show that we can have control, we do precisely the opposite of what those in charge request. We live in a time where individuality is valued, yet we dress, act, and look like everybody else around us. We talk about controlling our destiny while blaming things around us for maintaining our outcomes. We believe in ourselves, yet we know we're lying. We do not believe in a creator, yet we create our own God. We want power and authority so that we can use it for ourselves, when the only legitimate use of power and authority is for helping others to succeed. We cry that absolute power corrupts, forgetting that no power corrupts. I want to say that again. We cry about absolute power corrupting, but we forget that no power corrupts as well. Can you imagine there being no authority, no truth, no right, no wrong? How do we live? Is it the strongest person that decides what's right? Is it the most eloquent, the most persuasive person that decides what's right? Is it the nation with the biggest army, the biggest weapons? Do they decide what's right? When you take God out of the picture, you cause chaos to envelop everywhere around the world. God is the stabilizing force of the whole universe. He is the creator and sustainer of all life. He is the one we go to figure out why we're here, how we were created, and how to live in a way that's productive. The people that ignore God are ignoring the very one that can give them purpose for their life. God alone can give us purpose for this day and gives us purpose for eternity. And without Him, there is no purpose. There's only chaos. And if we have to listen to the most persuasive, the strongest, the richest people in the world in order to set our priorities, we're going to be in a mess. Because God tells us that we need to love Him first and foremost, which means obey Him, and to love each other as ourselves. Where the world would rather use God and use people and love themselves, and that will always be a disaster. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.